Hello, my name is Pratt Mogay and I'm the founder and CTO at Tizor Systems. In this HealthNet Security podcast, I'm going to talk about an interesting emerging security technology called data auditing. Let me start with what is data auditing. Data auditing is about monitoring and tracking how stored enterprise data is being accessed by users. Data auditing seeks to monitor the core data assets deep in an enterprise data center, such as its databases and file servers, its mainframe systems that contain a vast majority of its financial, customer, healthcare, and intellectual property data. A key question is why data auditing matters. There are two big drivers that are really pushing data auditing recently. The first driver is compliance. A vast majority of compliance initiatives, either around Sarbanes-Oxley or PCI in the credit card world, are driving data auditing. For example, Sarbanes-Oxley information is concerned around financial systems that typically run on databases. In the credit card industry, a vast majority of credit card data is also stored in databases and mainframe systems. These new compliance regulations are demanding a level of detail in terms of controls and activity monitoring around these systems as never seen before. For example, it's important now to understand who may be changing the integrity of data, who may be manipulating the controls around these systems. Data auditing is intended to solve this problem. For example, a data auditing system can monitor DBAs that could be accessing a database and could be changing privileges or changing the data without anybody knowing about it. The second big driver that's accelerating data auditing is data theft itself. You've heard of many of the recent data breaches that have happened from a variety of large companies. Many of these data breaches have happened directly from the core systems like databases and file servers. Our estimate is that over half of all the large volume data theft incidents in fact happened not from a laptop that was missing, not from a tape that was lost, but really came directly from online hacking or from authorized internal users that had access to a database or a file server. Unfortunately, since such incidents involve authorized users who either have access or either obtain access through rogue techniques, this is a tough problem. Again, in these cases, the only way to catch data theft is to use data auditing, which can track user behavior as users access data, and they can alert on anomalous or fraudulent activity, much like credit card systems do with their activities. So in summary, I've talked about two cases, compliance and data theft, but in summary, data auditing is around tracking critical enterprise data. Data auditing matters because data matters, and enterprise core data matters even more so. The next question is, what should a data auditing system do, and what do you look for in a data auditing system? I'm going to just lay out a few rules of thumb as this goes. First, a data auditing system should be able to monitor access to any stored data, whether the data is structured data, as in a table or a column in a database, or unstructured data, as in a file or a spreadsheet on a file server or a file share. The second, a data auditing system should ideally be transparent to monitoring these systems. It shouldn't require complicated agents, should not require degrading the performance on a system as it's collecting data. So a data auditing system should be high performance, and it should be able to audit and monitor several servers from a single system. Third, a data auditing system should be able to help discover the critical data assets. In many cases, enterprise security officers and compliance officers or application managers do not know where the data assets are. They do not know where the credit card data is or financial data is that's being transacted. So again, it's an important capability for a data auditing system to help discover where these assets are, which tables and columns, which files. Fourth, a data auditing system should help monitor and audit a select targeted set of activities in great detail and with sort of contextual information around it. For example, they should be able to say, hey, here's a DBA that's changing privileges or granting somebody privileges. Here is a user that's trying to access credit card data in a high volume. Here is an example of a nurse who's going to access PHI information in the healthcare industry. So this kind of contextual visibility and information is critical for a data auditing system to be able to create. A data auditing system should be able to eventually create reports around this that could be shared within certain stakeholders. Fifth, a data auditing system should allow for analytics so that it can, as I mentioned before, should be able to detect potential data theft or fraudulent access to data, much like credit cards, again, use similar techniques. Our data auditing system should have analytics that can discover and detect this in real time. So if you think about data theft, for example, a data auditing system should have a concept of these theft fingerprints that could say, hey, if I see this kind of a behavior where a user that typically has been doing 20 rows of credit card data or healthcare data is now downloading 2,000 rows of healthcare data from a database, that looks like it's suspicious and anomalous, a time to create an alert. That kind of a capability is important in a data auditing system. A data auditing system should also be able to detect what is called as data leakage from a database. For example, when certain credit card data or social security data, certain well-known PII information patterns leave the database, a data auditing system is a very efficient way to detect when that data is leaving, particularly if it's unencrypted. How does the data auditing system work with existing security technologies? That's the next question I'd like to have a discussion around. Traditionally, if you think of security that's already in place in an enterprise, a user who could access stored data in a database or a file server has to go through a number of layers of security defense technologies, such as firewalls, intrusion protection, content filtering, access and identity management, and potentially some form of encryption. Data auditing adds a new layer of protection to these existing security controls. Data auditing coexists and strengthens these existing controls. It is not intended to replace these controls. For example, data auditing is complementary to content monitoring and filtering, which typically tracks how data is being sent out of an enterprise via emails or web. Data auditing in that case is really about understanding how users got the data from the source, the database, for example. And content monitoring would be about tracking what the users did with that data when they sent it out through emails. Let me now end with some brief information about Tyzor and its data auditing and protection products and solutions. Tyzor Systems is a four-year company located near Boston. It was founded by former Bell Labs researchers with a mission to address data auditing and protection with a data center class solution. Tyzor has developed products called Mantra, which are appliances that can offer enterprise class data auditing and protection. Tyzor Mantra appliances are high performance systems that can sit on the network and monitor and audit data as users access both databases or file servers. Mantra takes a network-based approach, therefore does not require any agents. It also has a patent-pending behavioral fingerprinting technology and content scanning technology, so it can detect and protect against data theft in real time with high accuracy. If you need more information or to send me any comments, please email me at pratt@tyzor.com or visit us at www.tyzor.com or check out my upcoming blog around data auditing at the Tyzor site. Thank you.